honestly now, do you ever leave music on for your cat?
What's new, pussycat? Whoa!
But according to a composer from the University of Maryland and a team of scientists from the University of Wisconsin, cats don't want to hear a bunch of humans singing about them. They prefer this kind of music. David Tai is the composer behind this piece of music and joins us in our studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
We'd like to hear a little more of your music, and let's suggest listeners might want to bring their cat close. And if he or she registers a reaction, why don't you let me know on Twitter or on Facebook. Your composition, Spook's Ditty. You know, for some reason, Mr. Tai, I hear that music and I want to lick myself. Is that...
You've got a little cat in you, then.
I guess so.
It's okay. Well, there, an explanation for the layers. The harp line, notes are going by about 23 notes per second, which is the rate of the purr. And so the music that sounded like birds was actually me going, and I should point out that, I didn't use any actual animal sounds or cat sounds in these recordings. Cats have very sensitive and accurate hearing, and no cat's going to think that there's a bird any more than we would think we hear a violin and think that's a human voice, but
inside the speaker.
Right, and this is designed to kind of perk cats up.
We hope to hear from our listeners on Twitter and Facebook, but what reaction have you gotten from cats? And don't tell me they're writing in on your website.
The cats themselves aren't.
Okay, yes.
I get all. I mean, the cats that do respond, mind you, not every cat responds. They have their personalities, and some of them are so touching. I get moved by hearing about how they come and cuddle and listen to the speaker. One of the things I'd like to do is to, say, have an app where you could choose, say, 5 different purr instruments. And so when the cat comes to your lap, you play one of these purrs for your cat. It's a kind of a communication so that it's not just a one-way communication. It's you can actually reach out and communicate with your kitty.
David Tai, a professor at the University of Maryland School of Music, and you can hear more cat tracks on his website, musicforcats.com. Good luck to you, sir.
Thanks very much.